This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Security in and around the RNC is under pressure after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
We are planning as much as we can plan in regards to what we know, and we're looking for what we don't know, but we are planned and actually ready with the resources.
Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the convention. He arrived late yesterday afternoon, just a day after a would-be assassin tried to kill him in Pennsylvania. The presumptive GOP nominee posted on social media yesterday he wouldn't let a shooter force a change in his plans. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday will not affect the RNC schedule this week, so says Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming.
I have not had it suggested to me that there will be any major changes in his schedule at all, or for that matter, for the schedule for the whole convention.
Governor Evers is asking the Secret Service to ban guns from the area around the Republican convention this week. Wisconsin law lets people carry guns, and local governments can't enact bans. However, no one but law enforcement is allowed to have a gun inside the hard security zone, including at the convention itself. A former nurse at the Waupun State Prison will stand trial for felony abuse and the death of an inmate last year. Witness testimony at Gwendolyn Vick's preliminary hearing last week claimed she determined Williams was faking symptoms. He later died of a stroke. Vick is one of eight former employees charged in the deaths of two inmates. People who own private wells should get their water tested after recent heavy rains and flooding. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says contaminated wells should be cleaned and no one should drink the water until tests come back negative. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Monday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Kuskin for WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LaCrosseEagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin. A five-person panel has recommended removing former UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gow from his tenured faculty position. Gow was fired as chancellor by the UW Board of Regents after officials learned he was making pornographic videos online. The panel said Gow, quote, engaged in unethical and potentially illegal conduct and didn't cooperate with the school's investigation into his conduct. The panel said that Gow did not delete any evidence, however, from his university-owned laptops. The next step is a public hearing in front of the Board of Regents. Strong storms over the weekend knocked out power and toppled trees in the Cooley region and contributed to the death of at least one person in Vernon County. The sheriff's office there said a motorcycle rider was killed when they hit a tree that had fallen over the roadway. The person was thrown from the motorcycle and was pronounced dead at the scene early Sunday morning. Tree damage was reported in several places in the Cooley region. Also, flood warnings along the Mississippi River have now expired, but heavy rains over the weekend are prompting new flood warnings around La Crosse. The Kickapoo River went over its banks and is in moderate flood stage after several inches of rain fell Saturday into Sunday. Flood warnings are in place for this week. Also, the Trempealeau River is flooding with warnings at Arcadia today and at Dodge later this week. In Vernon County, several roads were closed due to flooding, and across the area, smaller streams also had flooding issues. This week's La Crosse County Board meeting will include a measure to adopt the five-year strategic plan for the county. After months of discussion, the plan will focus on affordable housing, infrastructure such as high-speed internet access, and employment. Other outcome measures include supporting the Pathways Home Program, a collaboration between the City of La Crosse, the county, and the community which addresses homelessness. The board will take up the measure during Thursday's regular monthly meeting. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go this summer with the free Civic Media app. Download it today at civicmedia.us/app or on your device's app store. Follow along with the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee with Civic Media. Visit Civic Media's RNC page at civicmedia.us/RNC for all the latest from the Republican National Convention. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska from the Civic Media Newsroom in La Crosse. Have a fantastic Monday, everybody.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back left center field. Adames will once it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. game. Home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like, desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Those of you in the market for a new home should take note that there is a new listing in Beverly Hills for a cool 68 million smackers. The house belongs to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who appear to be headed towards Splitsville, or maybe they just wanted to downsize to a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch. But I doubt it, because the house has 38,000 square feet, 12 bedrooms, and 24 bathrooms. The couple has been married since 2022, so it only cost them $34 million a year to live there. If that's a little out of your price range, you could move to New York, where John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Soho Loft just went up for a much more manageable $5.5 million Buku Dolores. John and Yoko bought the place in 1971. There is 3,800 square feet of living space and 2 levels. The lower level houses the living quarters, and Yoko has used the upper level as a recording studio, where even after 50 years and constant updating, it didn't make her voice sound any better. Not everyone who attended the Twisters premiere in LA last week was wrestled to the ground, but one protester was. During Glenn Powell's introduction of the film, someone ran into the theater carrying a sign that read, "There's no excuse for animal abuse. The film needs a disclaimer." The protester was referencing a scene in the film set at a rodeo where a calf's neck was twisted and it was wrestled to the ground. PETA protesters outside the event said the movie glorified animal violence. Word on the street is that the calf is a serious actor and practices hot yoga regularly and was likely uninjured. Still, there is no word yet from Universal Studios. The movie going year is just about halfway over, and Entertainment Weekly has put out its list of the 10 best films so far. The picks include Furiosa, Challengers, Dune 2, Civil War, The Bike Riders, Hitman, Inside Out 2, Thelma, The Idea of You, and somehow The Fall Guy. How many have you seen? When you hear the Hollywood press say that someone earned an Emmy nomination, it's usually in reference to their craft. Actor Jeff Bridges earned just such a nomination for his role in FX's The Old Man. But it was not just for his stellar acting. The New York Post reports that while shooting season 1 of the show, Bridges was dealing with cancer and COVID-19 simultaneously. Jeff had cancer when the shooting started, and in the middle of the season discovered a 9x12 tumor in his stomach during a home workout. If that wasn't enough, during chemotherapy treatments, he contracted COVID-19 before there was a vaccine. The actor was actually fighting for his life, needed oxygen, and says he was in so much pain he was ready to go. It was the encouragement of his family and doctors telling him to fight that got him through it. Oh yeah, and a process called convalescent plasma, a blood therapy technique that takes blood from people who have recovered from an illness to help others heal. And that is how you earn, son. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to our south. There could also be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more. Otherwise, partly cloudy, hot, sticky, 90 today with a heat index to near 100 or better. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.